All right, everybody, welcome back to Menace Podman. I'm Scott Keller along with Steve St. Pierre. This is season 2, episode 38 of Menace Podman, your NBA and fantasy basketball podcast. We're at week 20 of the NBA season, which would be week 19 of the NBA fantasy season. Most people probably started their playoffs already, if not probably next week. So you're in the mist here, you're in the final stretch. I don't have a first thing today, but I'll use this as our first thing. So here's our first thing.
Name on your paper, first thing.
So this may not be good news to some people if you're regular listeners to the podcast, but I've actually kind of decided this year through the off season. So basically through March, I'll keep doing the podcast with Steve. After that, I'm going to take the summer off here, take a break. Kids are turning 1 and 4 at the end of the month in April.
Yeah, that's a busy stretch here.
Yeah, so got a bunch of stuff, and I just think it'll kind of free some things up for me. So I'm going to do that, but I fully intend to come back in the start of next season, you know, getting into the drafts and things like that, doing the draft episodes, and then just get into the regular role as the NBA season starts next year. So,
and you'll always be welcome to jump on and talk some fantasy WNBA with us, or, you know.
Exactly.
Anything else you got on your mind?
Yep, for sure. No, I plan it. I'll definitely still hang out once in a while, just not the regular weekly basis. That's all. So,
yeah.
But, yeah. So, like I said, like you said, you know, Steve plans on continuing throughout the summer. I don't know how regularly you'll be doing it, but
I don't either.
We'll find out. So, they'll be there.
It's going to be different. It's going to be weird, but it's all good. All love and respect, man. I know how it is, you know. There's no way I could have done this, you know, even a few years ago, you know, when my kids were really young. I mean, obviously my kids are young too, but yours are real young and just, you know, getting moving here, you know.
Yep,
you're
yep.
going to be getting them in sports probably and stuff like that. You know, you guys are going to have a lot, you know, coming up here. So
exactly. Actually, one of them started some swim classes, and I know you know all about that. And then
absolutely.
Yeah, no, he's got a whole bunch of stuff. He's got some ideas on. I think he might even do some little kid yoga. So cool stuff.
Yeah, it's a way to do it.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's the plan. So I know we got. So I plan on doing another 3 weeks after this, and I know we will probably Selection Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, right on March 17th.
So cannot wait.
Directly following that, probably that Monday or Tuesday. We'll probably have some sort of a bracket March Madness selection special. I know we got some guests that we've had on the show before already that probably participate with us and just kind of go through the brackets, go through the regions, and just talk it out. That's all.
I'm working to secure all of that, but we're close.
Cool. Sounds good. And if anybody else who listens to us wants to participate, let us know. Yep. We're down. More the merrier.
Exactly.
All right, so that covers that. Actually, WNBA, there's really no nothing huge, nothing compared to what we've had over the last couple of weeks when free agency opened up and stuff. So pretty much going to skip over that. Sorry.
Is Brittany Griner like the last big name free agent, or are there other ones that I'm missing?
I believe that's it. I think it would be Brittany Griner, and I would assume she'd probably be back in Phoenix at least for like the 1 year kind of.
Yeah. I was trying to look at some lists and stuff and I couldn't really see anybody else that jumped out.
I actually haven't. Let me check real quick. We do know Caitlin Clark. Actually, I forgot to do the drop.
Here's the dub date.
So anyways, we do know Caitlin Clark officially announced that she will go into the draft, which I think we kind of all expected, but she put that out there already, which was nice.
And it sounds like the fever have already,
yeah,
like, you know, season tickets and stuff, people are already scooping them up. So yeah, it's gonna be tough, man. I don't know that we're gonna be able to get tickets. We're gonna have to try to see, but we definitely need to talk off air and start planning here.
Exactly.
And talking to our wives and getting the okays from them. It's gonna be tough, but we got to make it happen, man. We've been talking about this for a long time. I think it would be fantastic. I'm off in the summer with my job. I don't work in the summertime, so it's easier for me.
Yeah, I don't even mind going to like Chicago or something if we have to, but yeah, I'd like to do the
we will figure something out.
The Indianapolis thing, but Yeah, I mean, I wanted to go to Indianapolis for a game last year, even before the whole Clark stuff.
So this is all the more reason.
Exactly. So, we'll figure it out. I mean, looking at the list, I don't see anything crazy. We got the big names out here. You know, Akwuma K. Stewart, Jonquel Jones. We got Natasha Clowder, already did her thing. Yeah. No, I don't see much. And we know Savali back as well. Candace Parker did her thing. Diamond DeShields. Yeah, I don't think anything crazy. I mean, Elena Deladon, we know she was probably going to take the year off. So
right,
I guess that one's kind
of open. Yeah, if you want to count her too. Yep.
Yep. But, no, I think you're correct. I think it's just the one, Brittany Griner. But anyways, they did announce they're going to have another WNBA Canada game, which is in, I believe it's in Edmonton, I believe. I don't even know. What the heck is it? Edmonton, Alberta. Yeah. Seattle nice. Storm versus the LA Sparks. So that'd be nice. I'm sure there's some Seattle fans in Edmonton.
Yep.
Who knows? I guess it's not really that close, but closer. I don't know. How much
closer?
How far is it? Edmonton.
It's not
Seattle.
As close as like a Vancouver, but.
Yeah, I'd have to ask. Let's see. 12 hours and 47 minutes. 800-mile drive. But, yeah. But, yeah, whatever. Anyways, so there's the WNBA update. So, yeah, like we talked about off air before we get on here that, you know, there's not really any, you're not making any pickups. You're not really doing any drops anymore. Well, I guess you could be doing drops if you got injuries that are people are just falling off your rosters, like my team, which looks like an absolute shit show now. I was talking to Trader Pat, texting him real quick the other day, and I was like, about 3-4 weeks ago, I felt like I had constructed a team in a keeper league that had a possibility of winning. Not like it was a good possibility of winning, but from what I started with like 2 years ago to what I had 4 weeks ago, I was like, maybe I could pull off a 5-4 upset every week and actually win this thing. Come like this week, I'm like, there's no fucking way I'm gonna win this thing. There's no way. I have no chance. Out of everything keeps, you know, dropping like flies, and people we talked about last week, Dan Gafford, and like he did have one decent game this week.
He did, yeah.
But you don't know what to expect. You don't know what you're going to get from him. There's so many unknowns of the guys on my team now, or the big guys. I got Hartenstein. I mean, he's pretty much just not there. Walker Kessler, nothing. You know, probably guys you'll have in your, you know, news and notes. But Jalen Johnson tweaked his ankle. Everybody's gone. But anyways,
we're going to break it all down here.
But yeah, one thing we do got to focus on is the schedule. As you're going forward, because pretty much all you're doing is maximizing, you know, maximize your moves, maximize your streams, and do what you can to get the most stats you can against the other team you're playing in the playoffs. I bookmarked our buddy Dan Bespris. I guess I shouldn't call him our buddy because I don't know him personally, but maybe one day.
Hopefully.
He mentioned the best schedule is coming up here. I don't know if you want to break this down any further, but on here, he's got Chicago Bulls 6 games over the next nine days is number one. Number two, Portland Trailblazers 6 games over 9 days. Warriors have a back-to-back, and then 4-6, and the Sacramento Kings have a back-to-back within that span. So.
Yeah, as far as going into next week specifically, the LA Lakers and the Minnesota Timberwolves go 2 games. Everybody else goes 3 or 4. So you might want to avoid those teams. We'll get more in depth with the Timberwolves here in a little bit. They've got some injuries that we're going to go over here shortly. And then I guess, did you want me to just go over back-to-backs now real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so as far as in the nearer future here, the next few days, so today is March 7th. Tonight and tomorrow, Miami and Minnesota, we just mentioned, they go back to back. So now's a good time to maybe stream some guys on Minnesota and then immediately cut them after tomorrow. We've got for Friday, Saturday, we've got Charlotte and Portland. They go back to back. Saturday, Sunday, we've got Brooklyn and the LA Clippers. And Sunday and Monday, Cleveland Cavaliers go back to back. So target guys on those teams here going through the weekend.
Those teams have, and maybe a lot of teams do right now, obviously, because of all these different day-to-days and random injuries that we've been seeing recently. But those teams, I mean, I'm sure we're going to go through it, but I can think of, those are like great teams to have those back-to-backs of people that you can just pick up for a couple of days and drop them. There's probably a plethora of people to pick up. So not sure. Really good timing for injuries, but if you're picking up somebody and you don't have those injured guys, it's great timing for it.
Yeah, and we talked about how Brooklyn this week is playing five games. So, you know, I started my playoffs in my main league this week. And so I loaded up on Brooklyn Nets right before the start of the week. That was, you know, it's worked out great. And, we'll get into it. But, you know, we're not really talking about adds and drops at this point. It's all about streaming. And so far, so good in my matchup. I've made a lot of really good, savvy moves that have panned out really, really well. I've gotten kind of lucky on a couple of them, but
Dean Wade.
I got Pat Bev Monday there night when there Giannis was out.
Nice.
I was looking at a bunch of guys on Portland and Memphis and all these young teams that aren't really competing for anything. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go with a savvy vet in a statement game against his old team, the Clippers. You know, the Bucks are trying to go for it. You know, Beverly's been very vocal, you know, obviously for a long time about a lot of things, but specifically
since he was born.
Yeah, exactly. But specifically this season and his going to Milwaukee and wanting to bring this team to the next level. And so, yeah, I was like, you know what? I like the matchup and I'm going to roll the dice here and go with our guy, Pat Bev. And yeah, it worked out.
It's so funny how guys, players especially, because you don't really know them, right? You don't know you just see what they do on the court and kind of how they talk and conferences and just whatever. And you, like, how over time, like, your opinion on different players changes. Like, I talk about this all the time, how, like, Dylan Brooks, right? I was like, oh man, that's a hard-nosed, defensive, awesome player. I love this guy. I'd want him on my squad. And now I think he's a piece of shit. And then, like, because you learn more and just see more and see what they say and how they treat other people. And now Pat Bev is complete opposite. Like, he used to annoy the shit out of me. And now, you know, you listen to him on the podcast and stuff, and you're like, I'm like, I like this guy. I kind of like him. This is cool. So it's funny how your perspective can change on these players just from podcasts, you know? Podcasts are awesome.
Yeah, they are. No, that's a great point. And, you know, in Dylan Brooks's defense, I wonder, you know, if he ever got a podcast, if we could learn more about him. I bet, you know, you and I would probably both find things that we'd like about him. And I mean, I can respect a guy that goes out every day and plays hard and doesn't have any fear. You know, I like the fact that he goes out and guards the other team's best players. And
that's true.
Yeah, he talks a little shit in the process. But, you know, I mean, hey, it's good to see guys not just, like, bow down to these star athletes. You know, they actually will go out and be physical with them and try to get under their skin a little bit. And if that means being the villain or the bad guy, then so be it. You know, whatever it takes to win.
Yeah, I guess I do. I guess I'm getting off subject. But, yeah, I do like not being intimidated by the star players like you were talking about, but I don't see the reason to intimidate the star players. like
more than that. Yeah. Like, he goes above and beyond in that regard. And then also I just don't like his fantasy game. I don't like the fact that he'll comfortably go 3 of 19 and then talk shit after the game and be like, I'm still the man.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
He just seems a little delusional, a little disrespectful. And that's the stuff that I don't like.
Yeah.
Whereas I think Pat Bev actually respects all the guys he's playing and maybe talking shit to, but he doesn't.
I agree.
It's just part of his game, you know.
Yeah,
it's like
I agree with
the way he plays.
Yep.
Anyways, did that cover everything on the schedule? I think so. I think that's pretty good. I guess you want to jump into your. We're actually not going to break today. We're just gonna. No bones about
it.
We're going to get this thing done quick. Like we said earlier, I don't think there's much really that we need to talk about other than stream.
Yeah.
Row your boat. That's about it.
Exactly. Let's go ahead and start with the Toronto Raptors. They had a rough week. We kind of jinxed them. Again, the jinx lives on.
We're pretty good at that.
We made that bet. You made the bet, but we talked about it on air last week. And pretty much as soon as we did that, they announced Scotty Barnes, and we don't mean to laugh at his injury, but just the timing and the irony of it all. But he had surgery for a fractured left hand. He is out indefinitely
with either hand.
And then Jakob Poeltl, who's been in and out of the lineup for a number of injuries, right now he's dealing with a dislocated left pinky finger as well as a sprained left ankle. He's out indefinitely. And Bruce Brown has right knee inflammation. He's going to miss his third straight game. He sounds more day-to-day-ish for now, but yeah, we're going to have to wait and see how this impacts the rest of the team and, you know, wins and losses wise. You know, can they go on a run still? And can some of these other guys that we talked about last week, you know, emerge? You know, Kelly Olynyk, Grady Dick, you know, can these guys really step up their game, get some extra wins, and maybe keep them in that play-in race and keep the bet alive?
I was going to say, I think we still, I mean, I talked about it last week where I think a lot of the bet rests on who's worse than them and just staying better than those teams. And those teams, most of them are going to stay down there. And if you go right into the, you know, Atlanta,
Chicago. yeah, we said it's those three teams. So, and it's going to be close, you know. Atlanta, we talked about it. They're dealing with injuries right now, too. And we'll get into that some more as well. So, yeah, it's going to be a tight race, and it's going to be fun to watch. But, yeah, obviously, especially after that bet, you know, we're pulling for the Raptors. So,
yeah, I made a bet. I took the Houston Rockets on the money line yesterday against the Clippers. I had a good feeling. And that's so yesterday for us would be March 6th here. And, they were up by about 20, and they lost that game, right? Clippers came all the way back to win that game. So, that's what I do. I bet on teams and they choke and fall apart.
And then we talk about them on the pod. It's our fault. We talk about them on the pod. We jinx them and rinse and repeat.
Actually, while I'm talking about betting real quick, I actually started using, because they've got a great promo and that's what I'm going to talk about, but Fanatics, which I don't remember which book they bought, but whatever. So there's a Fanatics sports book basically. And they have a promo going right now. You can, I think it's $1,000. So basically 10 free bets up to $100. So if you bet $100 up to $100, win or lose that bet, you'll get $100 free bet for up to 10 consecutive times. So it's actually worked out pretty well for me. So
nice.
Just FYI.
Yeah. Cleveland Cavaliers, they're going through a rough stretch right now as well. Donovan Mitchell's got a bruised left knee. He's out until at least March 10th. So hopefully not too much longer, but, you know, we'll have to wait and see. Evan Mobley, he's dealing right now with a sprained left ankle, and this sounds a little bit more serious. He's going to be reevaluated in a week, but he could miss even more time than that. So hopefully they can do whatever they got to do to get ready for the playoffs here.
No need to rush him back.
But at the same time, like, you don't want to wait until right before the playoffs. I mean, obviously, if you can go on some kind of a little bit of a roll and just build some momentum going into it, that's ideal. But at the same time, you know, health comes before anything else. You want to make sure that these guys are 100% healthy. So, like you said, they're going to take their time. They're not going to rush them back. They're going to make sure that they're, you know, 100% healthy and ready to go here so that they don't have any setbacks.
Hopefully. Which means owners of Jared Allen are very happy.
Yep. And in terms of streaming and stuff, you know, again, we mentioned Cleveland as being one of those teams with the back-to-backs. So, you know, stream aggressively on some of those guys. You mentioned Wade. I used Isaac Okoro.
Yep.
And that was a great pickup. That worked out really well. So he's been solid. So, yeah. Check those schedules, use those moves accordingly. More teams with multiple injuries. We've got the Philadelphia 76ers, my boy Tyrese Maxey, our boy. Yep. We both love him, and I have him everywhere. He's in concussion protocols right now. He's going to miss a third straight game. Hopefully not any more than that, but we're going to have to wait and see. And DeAnthony Melton, he's been struggling with back and spine injuries. He's going to be reevaluated now in 2 weeks. So
he's
pretty much in fantasy. I don't know. I mean, we talked about it last week. If you could keep him on IL, do it, because he's good enough to stash. But if you're desperate for a roster spot, if you don't mm-hmm. have enough IL spots, then do what you got to do, cut him and move on. But hopefully he can come back and make it back here and help you out in fantasy playoffs. And if not, hopefully he can make it back in time to help the Sixers in the actual playoffs. We'll have to kind of see. Phoenix Suns, they're dealing with multiple issues right now. Devin Booker has a sprained right ankle. He's out 7 to 10 days. And then Bradley Beal, he's actually back. We talked about him last week. He's been dealing with multiple stuff, broken nose, injured left hamstring. He returned March 2nd. He's looked pretty good, you know, but we know the deal with him. He's going to be, you know, kind of a, you know, load management type of guy. You know, if there's any back-to-backs for them at any point, you can't really count on him playing both games. You got to figure he's going to sit one of them. And they're going to be cautious with him. But they're another team that knows they need to start getting some momentum here heading into the playoffs. You know, they haven't had their guys. And obviously with Booker out right now, it's all the more reason for Beal to be out there and to hopefully get going and go on a heater and help give those guys a little push. We mentioned the Minnesota Timberwolves earlier. They've got a big injury right now to Karl Anthony Towns. He's got a torn left meniscus. He's going to be out indefinitely. Now, Shams came out with the initial report earlier today, March 7th, with the news that he's got the torn meniscus and that he's out indefinitely. Woj followed that up saying that there's still discussion between Towns and the Timberwolves to determine the severity of the injury, and we don't have any kind of a timetable, long or short term, for how much time he's going to miss. So, not entirely sure if he's going to be out through like next week or what. But if you're in Yahoo leagues, they've already given him the injured tag, so you could throw him on IL and just kind of wait it out, see what happens. But you know, some people are saying there's a chance that he might be back this weekend. So, you know, we'll have to kind of wait and see. Obviously, if he's injured, he shouldn't be playing. But, you know, Minnesota's trying to get the best record they can. You know, they're up there. They're fighting for that top spot in the West, which would secure home court, at least through the Western Conference. That would be humongous for them. So, yeah, you know, it reminds me a lot of Denver last year. You know, we said, you know, they're unproven, and, you know, even if they get that top record, you know, they're going to have their hands full come playoff time. But, you know, anything can happen. But they're going to, no question about it, they're going to need a healthy Karl Anthony Towns if they want to do anything in the playoffs. Just keep going here. We've got the Portland Trail Blazers, DeAndre Ayton. Again, we talk about him almost every week. He's got a sprained right hand. He has missed 4 straight games. And we said that there really aren't any ads right now, but I'm going to go ahead right now and mention Duop Reath. I picked him up right before the start of this week, and that has paid dividends, major dividends for me. And I plan on keeping him. I'm just keeping him. I don't expect Ayton to come back at this point. If he does, you know, good for them, good for Portland, but, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. And then I'm going to say the same thing about Scoot Henderson. He's got the strained left adductor. We mentioned him last week. He's out indefinitely. It does sound like he's ramping up to maybe come back as soon as this weekend, but I'm going to call him out indefinitely, and, you know, we'll let you know if and when he does come back. We'll just keep it going here. Walker Kessler, you mentioned him earlier, our boy.
Boom, shagalaga.
He's got a sprained right foot. He's missed 4 straight games, but he did return to practice. So that's a really good sign for the Jazz. You know, they're another team. They've got a lot of streaming opportunities, but nobody that I would call a must pick up. You know, just if they're playing on a certain day, you know, look and see who's in the lineup and who's out, and just go with whoever they've got and cross your fingers, hope for the best. Speaking of which, that's exactly what the Miami Heat are doing right now with Tyler Hero. He's dealing with right foot tendonitis and a hyperextended left knee. He's out indefinitely. So, you know, like I said, we'll let you know whenever he comes back. But, you know, he's had a rough go this season. He's been in and out of the lineup, and I think they're just going to probably sit him down at this point. We're going to get into transactions, but Miami made another move this week after you and I questioned whether or not they would do anything. And we talked about already how they got DeLon Wright. They went ahead and added to their backcourt some more. So that's a little tease here for our transaction segment coming up soon here. My boy, Tari Eason.
You want my towel?
Yeah, he's got left shin bone surgery. Did he have the surgery already? I think he did. I think they said that he did. He is out for the rest of the season. So anybody who was stashing him in hopes of him coming back and helping you in the fantasy playoffs, you can cast him out to sea. He's done for the year.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Man, you've just been wanting to. You've had him rostered all year, haven't you?
Oh, man. Chris screening it, you know, in and out.
One in, one out.
But in any case, yeah, let him go for good. So, and then another guy that you and I like a lot, Aaron Nesmith.
I just picture you with like Tari Eason in your arms.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of like got a tear coming down.
Absolutely.
One
I was just going to say that. Yeah, tears rolling down.
Down your cheek, and you just kind of free, little buddy. And just
about to click that drop button and just kind of shaking, and I don't want to do this. And yep. I did it.
And then he kind of looks back as he starts swimming away. And
exactly. However, this is a guy that I had no problems dropping. I dropped him before the start of this week, and it turned out to be a fantastic move. Aaron Nesmith, a guy that you and I both like.
Yeah.
He was dealing with a sprained right ankle / sore right shin. We talked about it. One kind of turned into the other. He returned March 1st, but he's looked like shit, man. He's been just, you know, the minutes have been low. You know, they've had other guys that they've been using, and it's just been a weird start to the month in terms of the Pacers rotation. So I wound up dropping him and it used his roster spot to stream, and that turned out to be a fantastic move. So I'm very happy with that. That being said, they do play, I believe, tonight, March 7th, and, you know, he might wind up getting kind of back into the groove, and I'm hoping that he does. I do like him, you know, and he's a guy that I will look at as a streamer moving forward. He hasn't been usable in fantasy.
I'm going to say you're playoff wise already. I still got another week. So he's still sitting on my roster just cause I'm just watching him this week and sitting pretty until next week. But
yeah,
I really haven't done much of anything since I don't have playoffs till next week. So,
right.
I'm just kind of just sitting here going, whatever.
Just
next week's
it.
Where all the action happens.
Exactly. Yep. Chris Middleton, we've got an update on him. He's been dealing with the sprained left ankle. He's out indefinitely. He wants to get back. He came out and said, you know, I need to be playing. I've missed so much time this season. I need to get back on the court and get in a groove. And he's not wrong, but obviously he's not ready to come back yet. So at this point, we're just going to stay out indefinitely, and whenever he does come back, we'll let you know. But some good news, Denny Avdia for the Washington Wizards, he was out with the left heel contusion. He returned February 29th. He's looked pretty good. So anybody who has him can continue to at least stream him. Bad news, though, for this next team, the Brooklyn Nets. We've got Cam Thomas. He's been out with a sprained right ankle. He's going to miss his sixth straight game. But he's sounding like he's ramping things up and trying to get back as soon as this weekend. So, you know, we'll hopefully have an update for him next week. But one guy we will not need to talk about anymore, and I'm very happy about that, is Ben Simmons. He's dealing with lower back nerve impingement, and they have shut him down.
Better luck next year.
He is done for the year.
Yeah, no comment.
Yep.
He's done.
We knew that was coming. No surprises at all. You know, it's nothing personal. I wish the guy well, but
you no longer need your BS plus spot.
Exactly.
You'll be all set.
Yep, you can cast that. You know, cast that out there too, and move on. This next guy, though, I do really have sympathized for Russell Westbrook. He had surgery for a fractured left hand. He's likely done for the regular season. He's going to try to ramp up and get back in time to help the team for the playoffs. But it was a pretty rough fracture on his hand there, and yeah, it didn't look good. I actually saw the, I didn't see it live, but I saw the highlights of it, and yeah, I feel for the guy. You know, we talked about him. He's a tough dude. He plays hard. Seems like a real good guy off the court. Saw some reports about him giving back a lot of money to the community and stuff. So
there is actually, I didn't retweet it. I should retweet it. I bookmarked it. I'll retweet it right now or repost it, whatever. There's this guy from, where the heck was he from? I don't know if he's from Taiwan. Yeah, from Taiwan. 6,860 miles.
The jerseys.
Russ play. And yeah. he wore every single, I don't know if it's every single, but a
I'm
lot
pretty
of
sure
jerseys.
It was every, I'm yeah. pretty sure it was legit every single one of his jerseys.
So he's wearing them all. He wore them all on top of each other.
Very
and he just
impressive.
Keeps taking them off. Yeah. And yeah. This guy looks like he's in good shape.
Yeah, that's what I was going mean, to say.
And then he just keeps
There's
like,
no way
them
in
off.
Hell I could have pulled that off.
Yeah.
Wearing all those. This.
It's pretty cool. It's so funny because it's, man, it's got to be, I'd have to count them. It's got to be at least 15 jerseys on
oh,
top
yeah.
of each other.
Yeah.
And even
at
when,
least a dozen.
Like if you don't pay attention right at the beginning, it kind of looks like there's only like a couple.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden
they
you're
just
like,
keep
holy
going.
Crap. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you if you look in the back of his shoulders, you kind of notice it a little bit.
Yeah.
But the guy's kind of yoked. So, I mean, you can't yeah. really tell.
Good He's for him. Good for him
dude.
To get all those jerseys. It's impressive.
I know. It shows a lot of, I love it. The love for one player. Sometimes I wish I still had that and I don't have it.
Yeah.
Now it's just like all across the NBA, but I don't know. It's pretty cool. So anyways, go
yep.
check that out.
So, yep. And then, another guy who we jinxed, Zaire Williams. We've talked about him the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Anybody I bet on usually.
Just wait
that's,
for it.
That's what happens.
Yeah. So yeah, Memphis Grizzlies, Zaire Williams, he's got a strained hip flexor and he's going to be reevaluated in 4 weeks, which means he's bye-bye in fantasy.
Time to go, Maryland.
And this one, again, another one that, you know, no surprise here, but Derrick Rose, injured groin and back. He's going to be reevaluated in 3 weeks. So we already said you can't really trust him in fantasy. So love the dude in real life, you know, former Piston too. Good guy, fantastic player, you know, at his, you know, peak. You know, he was obviously MVP of the NBA. And yeah, I hope he can find a way to keep his career going. I hope this isn't the end. But if it is, you know, huge props to him. He's been an absolute legend.
Yeah, no, he has. And I would assume it's, I kind of feel like he's been hanging on a little too long now at this point. But yeah, no, if I mean, he's still got something in him, then yeah, go for it. But God, he was compared, you know, putting up numbers like Jordan numbers and rookie seasons and stuff like that. So the guy could have been, man, just imagine what he could have been without. There's so many people you talk about that what they could have been without injuries, but he's one of those guys. He could have been really, really, really special.
Yep. All right, got a day-to-day list here. I'm just going to rip right through it.
Alrighty.
Victor Wembanyama, Lauri Markkanen.
Oh, I called the Wemby thing a little bit.
You did. Jalen Brunson, Jalen Johnson, Jalen Brown, apparently all the Jalens, Cameron Johnson, Max Strus, Zvika Zubats, Wendell Carter Jr., Jonathan Isaac, Marvin Bagley III, and Keontae George.
Did you say Jalen Williams or Jalen Williams?
I lost track.
Or neither.
Neither of them.
Neither Jalen Williams.
Neither of them.
Okay.
The big guy, Jalen Williams, I know has been dealing with some stuff, but I didn't put him on my list because he's not really fantasy relevant.
Okay.
I usually try to keep the day-to-day list, you know, to just guys that are in fantasy.
For sure. I was kind of just playing on your Jalen comments. But...
yeah, for sure. Well, no, it's legit, man. There's a bug going around with the Jalen, so be
Jalen
careful.
Green, he's going next.
Yep, you heard her here first. the jinx continues.
That'll be insane next week.
So those guys are fantasy relevant. Most of these guys here are not, but I've got a list of transactions that I'm also just going to roll right through here. We'll start first with Marcus Morris Sr. We talked about this. We figured it was coming. The Spurs did waive him. We talked about how last week was the final week for teams to waive players or buy them out or however they could release them so that they were eligible to be picked up by other teams for the playoffs. So Morris did get waived by the Spurs. He hasn't signed with anybody yet. It sounds like the Timberwolves are the front runners for him. We'll see if that comes to fruition, especially with the Towns news. I think it would make a lot of sense, but stay tuned to that. And then speaking of the Spurs, they converted Dominic Barlow to a standard contract to replace Morris's spot in the lineup. So that's what the Spurs did. Patty Mills, he's the guy that we said went to the Miami Heat. He was waived by the Atlanta Hawks. He signed with the Heat for the rest of the season. And in order to make room for him, they waived Drew Smith. So that's a good pickup for Miami. Just another guy to get in your backcourt. We talked about how they needed depth. You know, we talked about how they picked up DeLon Wright. Now they get Patty Mills, veteran guy, good scorer. He should help, especially with Tyler Hero out of the lineup right now.
Yeah, no, I like that pickup too. Grabbing Patty Mills, I think. I loved the last couple of years. I loved him in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Solid, steady NBA vet.
Yeah, exactly what you need. And I actually still think that Miami's going to win that division. I know they're like a game back of.
You can't roll them out at all.
Orlando, but they're game back, but they're not back in the loss column. It's only two in the win column. So
if they get Hero back healthy and everybody else, knock on wood, you know, stays healthy, they've got it. We've seen it. We talked all about it, you know, Heat culture. That doesn't matter what seed they come in with, they've always got a chance to come out of it. So,
and I know winning division doesn't really mean much, but unless you're betting on stuff, it can come in handy. That's all I'm saying. But I bet they're probably even the favorite right now. I haven't even looked at it, but Orlando just seems to kind of be going the wrong direction. But we talked about that earlier this year. They got off to such a hot start. So,
yeah,
they're Orlando.
Yep, exactly. And speaking of some, well, I was going to say crappy teams, but Orlando's not crappy anymore. Our Pistons are still really crappy. And they made a couple surprise moves. They waived Shake Milton, and he wound up signing with the Knicks for the rest of the season. And the Pistons used one of their open roster spots to sign Taj Gibson to a 10-day contract. So, really funny. We talked about Taj Gibson possibly being done. And not only is he
bad. I just said done in New York, so that's all
I was saying. He's with the Pistons, and it's a surprise move. But nonetheless, I like it because the Pistons need veteran guys just for that locker room. So he'll only help in that regard. But yeah, just kind of a weird relationship between the Pistons and the Knicks.
I was just going to say that.
It seems like they keep kind of making moves with each other and kind of, you know, I'll take your guy if you take my guy. They've made a lot of trades together, and there's got to be a lot of, like, you know, front office / agent type stuff going on there. So, you know, whatever works.
Unfortunately, it's nobody super awesome, though.
No, not for the Pistons, at least.
Yeah. Fortunately, they can't be like, oh, yeah, Jalen Brunson, you guys want him over there in Detroit?
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So, former Piston Mike Muscala, he signed with the Thunder for the rest of the season. He spent time with OKC before. That's a good pickup for them. Get some depth.
Thunder are scaring me a little bit.
Yeah, no, they're legit. They've got just as good of a chance as anybody this year.
Well, scaring me in a bad way, actually. They're not like dominating like they did earlier this year.
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, it's going to be tough. You know, I think they don't have as much depth. We talked about it. They're obviously also young. They're not very proven. They're very top heavy. If anything happens to any of those guys, they're screwed. But, you know, they've got just as good of a shot as anybody. You know, we'll have to see.
It's definitely wide open, but I don't know.
I wouldn't be comfortable placing any bets on them right now, but I'm definitely going to be excited to watch them and see what they do.
I also don't know how the Pelicans are in first in their division either.
Yeah.
They're just flying.
They're a weird team. They're weird.
Flying
you know
under
what,
the
though?
Radar.
I mean, they were really good last year, too, when they were healthy. And this year, you know, they've been even healthier than they were, a lot healthier this year than last year. So, kudos to them.
As I say this, I'm thinking of bets I should put together for division winners because I kind of like a lot of like second place teams here. Like Dallas is in second. I could see them overtaking New Orleans. OKC with the cat news now in Minnesota. Yep. OKC probably take first there. Miami, Orlando. I think Miami could suppress Orlando. Cleveland, Milwaukee. Milwaukee's actually somewhat putting some things together, so I'd probably stay away from that. But Boston's rolling. But I mean, a Miami, OKC, Dallas division winner parlay. I don't know. Might be something.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's just out there.
Yep. TJ Warren's back in the NBA. He signed a 10-day contract with the Timberwolves. Javon Freeman Liberty signed with the Raptors for the rest of the season. And the Raptors also signed Jamias Ramsey to a 10-day contract. Another Jalen Wilson, signed with the Nets for the rest of the season. Eugene Omoruyi signed with the Wizards for the rest of the season. And the Wizards also signed former Piston RJ Hampton to a 10-day contract. Kendall Brown re-signed with the Pacers for the rest of the season. AJ Lawson re-signed with the Mavs for the rest of the year. And Isaiah Brockington signed a 10-day contract with the Pels. And that's all I got, man.
That's all I got, my brother.
It's awesome. A random fact, I was going to make a bet on Bam Adebayo.
Bam Adebayo.
The other day on the new Fanatics website, and it didn't actually say Bam Adebayo. It actually had his real name, which I never even knew until yesterday. And it's like Idris Femi, I believe.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that either.
Idris Femi Adebayo. And it was literally in, like, to go pick from, and they're like, center, Idris Femi Adebayo. And I'm like, hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. Sorry, Bam, if I'm not. But yeah, so I learned that the other day. Didn't know that was his name. But there you go. Get that nickname how you would expect, though, from watching the Flintstones and Bam Bam and stuff.
So. Yeah, I remember that.
Time to go, Maryland.
But yeah, no, I think that covers everything. I don't really have any extra information. And we actually went a little longer than I thought we would with this. Threw in some random stories here and there, but yeah, I think that does it. We will be back again next week for episode 39. Then at that point, pretty much everybody should be in their playoffs, and if they're not, you're in the wrong league.
But, exactly.
But yeah, like I said, got more weeks coming up. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode, and hopefully you're enjoying your playoffs. This is definitely one of the most fun parts of the of any basketball season, when you got the playoffs of fantasy, you're gearing up for actual NBA playoffs. You got March Madness starting up here soon. Yes, so fun time to be a basketball fan. But so that's it for this week. Again, we thank you every week for listening to Menace Podman. You can find new episodes every week wherever you stream your podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever. If you haven't left us a review or a rating, we would appreciate if you do so. So we will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Steve from Menace Podman. Scott and I have been having a blast creating our podcast. I can't tell you how much we look forward to recording days and providing amazing NBA content to our listeners every week. It's hard work, but with the right software, it's a lot easier. We use Podcastle to seamlessly edit and create production quality sounding podcasts. Podcastle is now equipped to record audio and video and distribute to all the places podcasts are found. You can find a link directly in the show notes to Podcastle. So if you're a podcaster or future podcaster, go check out Podcastle. Menace Podman.